Hello there, I'm Andrew, and I'm grateful for your presence on my podcast, where we explore meaningful topics to help you navigate life's challenges. Today, we are diving into the concept of happiness and the role that we play in others' happiness. And the best thing in this episode is that you can adapt and apply everything to yourself. So let's get started. Before we go ahead, let's try to find a proper definition of the word happiness. What do you think happiness is, and how would you define it? You see, it can be hard to define exactly what it is because there are so many things to take into consideration. Happiness is a state of well-being characterized by feelings of joy, contentment, and satisfaction. It is a subjective experience that can vary from person to person, influenced by individual values, beliefs, and life circumstances. Happiness encompasses a sense of fulfillment, positive emotions, and a general sense of positivity in one's life. It's not a fixed destination, but rather a continuous journey of finding meaning, purpose, and satisfaction in various aspects of life. It is a universal pursuit, but what brings joy and fulfillment to one person may not be the same for another. And it's important to recognize that we cannot shoulder the burden of someone else's happiness. Each individual has their own unique journey and experiences that shape their perspective on happiness. However, this doesn't mean that we can't play a supportive role in their pursuit of happiness. So, how can we help others find their happiness? One technique is to practice active listening and empathy. By truly listening to their needs and understanding their desires, we can offer support and encouragement without imposing our own expectations or judgments. It's about creating a safe space for them to explore their own path to happiness. When we actively listen to others, we validate their experiences and emotions. We allow them to express themselves fully and openly without the fear of judgment or criticism. And by showing empathy, we demonstrate that we understand and we care about their feelings. And this can be a profound impact on their journey to finding happiness. And you can change the situation and put yourself into their shoes. And if we apply active listening to you, you will see that you will open up and you won't have this fear of judgment or criticism because you know that you can freely express yourself. Another attitude that can be beneficial is fostering a growth mindset. Encourage them to embrace challenges and see setbacks as opportunities for growth. And by doing so, we empower them to take ownership of their happiness. And I would like to add something that is very important. We need to remind ourselves and others that happiness is not a destination, but it is a continuous journey. It's about embracing the ups and downs, the successes and the failures, and learning from every experience. And by adopting a growth mindset, we can help others view challenges as stepping stones toward personal growth and fulfillment. We can also support others in finding their happiness by encouraging self-reflection and self-discovery. By guiding them to explore their passions, their values, and their purpose, we can help them align their actions with what truly brings them joy and fulfillment. And this process of self-discovery can lead to a deeper understanding of oneself and ultimately contribute to a more fulfilling life. Alright, now, while we are discussing helping others find happiness, let's not forget about the importance of self-care. It's essential to prioritize our well-being so that we can be in a better position to support others. Self-care practices such as setting boundaries or practicing mindfulness and engaging in activities that bring us joy can contribute to our overall happiness and resilience. And let's be clear on one thing. Taking care of ourselves is not selfish. It is necessary. When we neglect our well-being, we become depleted and unable to offer genuine support to others. Self-care allows us to recharge, to rejuvenate, and to show up as our best selves in our relationships and interactions. And by practicing self-care, we set a positive example for those around us and we create a ripple effect of well-being. Alright, so before we wrap up, let's take a moment to reflect on some specific techniques that can help you and others find happiness. One technique is practicing gratitude. By focusing on the things that you are thankful for, you shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Another technique is engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Whether it's pursuing a hobby, spending time in nature, or connecting with loved ones, these activities can contribute to your overall well-being. Additionally, it's important to surround yourself with positive influences. Building a supportive network of friends or loved ones who uplift and inspire you can greatly impact your happiness. You can also seek out mentors or role models who have found their path to happiness and learn from their experiences and wisdom. And finally, let's not forget the power of self-compassion. It's easy to be hard on ourselves when we don't meet our expectations or when we make mistakes. But practicing self-compassion means treating ourselves with kindness, with respect, and with understanding, just as we would treat a close friend. By being gentle with ourselves and acknowledging our worth and value, we can cultivate a sense of inner happiness and self-acceptance. Remember that happiness is not a destination to reach, but rather a journey to embark on. And along this journey, we can support and uplift others while also taking care of ourselves. So let's embrace the concept that we are not responsible for someone else's happiness, but we can certainly be a guiding light on their path. By practicing active listening, empathy, and fostering a growth mindset, you can help others discover their path to happiness. Thank you for joining us today. I hope this episode has provided valuable insights into the delicate balance between supporting others and taking care of yourself. And remember that happiness is a personal journey and we can all make a positive impact. And if you'd like to go deeper on your path to happiness, I now invite you to a meditation practice about happiness. I hope to see you there, and if not, take care of yourself. Bye for now.